Right. How would they go about volunteering for the campaign?
Tommy Adams and his friends came up from the neighboring state of Georgia for this political rally in Aiken, South Carolina, ahead of the first presidential primary in the southern United States. But unlike many at this event, sponsored by a conservative Republican group, Adams is not here because of Georgia native Newt Gingrich.
I'm pretty much sold on Ron Paul. All of his policies and ideologies have stood the test of time, and he's still preaching the same stuff, and I really admire a guy like that to stand his ground.
This is almost like a real rally.
Ron Paul is a military veteran, and Adams says he admires his stance on military intervention.
Mostly the withdrawal of the troops out of unnecessary and unwinnable wars. I'm a veteran myself, and so I feel that's very important to stop America from dying for no reason.
Paul was not at the rally, but his campaign volunteers were, and they attracted plenty of interest.
Okay, good.
Kelly Clark of South Carolina says she's new to politics.
I've honestly never voted, so this might be a first for me.
Andrew Harper, also from Gingrich's native Georgia, proudly wears a Ron Paul sticker.
I love Ron Paul's stance on personal liberty and sound money in our government, and also responsibility internationally to respect other peoples.
How you doing?
South Carolina resident Johnny Gardner says he supports Paul's stand against legal abortion.
I'm voting for Ron Paul, and I'm hoping it'll turn out to be a victory celebration.
And for voters in this state that was the first to secede from the Union at the dawn of the Civil War, there is another attraction.
I believe that the states are sovereign, and that anything not penned in the Constitution, I believe the state has the right to do it. And Ron Paul respects state rights.
So on the eve of this Republican primary, Congressman Ron Paul, a medical doctor and at 76 the oldest candidate in the field, continues to build on this varied support base and fight for the presidential nomination. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Columbia, South Carolina.
Embarrassed because I don't have a greater income.